Today, however, we're going to focus on one topic and one topic alone, and that is municipal bankruptcy. We're going to do it, however, through the lens of Puerto Rico, which, as you know, has more financial problems than any other governmental units within the United States. Our guest today and our expert is Kate Long, who, as Sam Giordano just said, is founder of Puerto Rico Clearinghouse, a consultancy for holders of Puerto Rico debt. And as he said, she served for several years as a bond columnist for Reuters. Most importantly, however, Kate spent several months of her life in Washington, D.C., helping Congress write the PROMESA law. So in other words, in Kate, if you want to have legislative history, here she is, living, breathing, authoritative source about how the law got to be what it is today. In any event, what we're going to do is to talk about Puerto Rico, how its problems developed, how severe they are, what Congress did to help alleviate them. And finally, I think at the end, we're going to cogitate on the question of whether or not what we are learning and have learned and will learn from PROMESA may be a template should any states in this union need their own workouts. Well, Kate, let's start off with the $64 question. How much is it that Puerto Rico owes?
Thanks so much for having me, and welcome. Hello, everyone. Puerto Rico has about $69 billion of bonded debt. It has about $40 billion of unfunded pension liabilities.